Serana's intimate ritual, turning you into a vampire. Written by Porn Account 123. Performed by Kitten Vox. This audio is intended for adults 18 years of age and over. If you're not 18, turn it off now. Mother? Are you here? Mother? Fuck. Where could she be? She must be within the castle. We've spent too much time on her trail together. What do we do now? And what in oblivion are those stone circles in the center over there? We need to find her journal. She must have written something. You search that side of the room. Her alchemy table is over in that corner. I'll look through these bookshelves. You found it? Bring it here. Well done. Let me have a look. Thank you. Now, where is it? Potions, enchanting. Soul Karen. What is that? Wait! She must be hiding there. It states here my mother found a way to enter another plane of oblivion. These stone circles are used to create the portal. But we need to mix some ingredients first. Finely ground bone meal. Soul gem shards. Purified void salts and blood of a vampire. Great. Well, she must have everything around here. Let's take a look. I'll check over here. Well, I've got the shards and bone meal. Have you got the salts? Good. Great, now I need to mix them together with my blood. Wanna trade places? Yes, I know you're not a vampire. Just give them here. Thank you. Can I borrow your dagger? Thanks. I'm not entirely sure what this thing is going to do when I add my blood. Are you ready? Okay, here goes. Fuck. Incredible. She actually made a portal to the Soul Karen. Incredible. Hey, before we enter this portal, I just want to thank you for being by my side all this time. If it wasn't for you, I'd still be in that old tomb. Well, thanks anyway. Let's go find my mother. Are you ready? Wait! Stop right there! Are you okay? That looked painful. I'm so sorry. Here, let me take a look at you. Sit down here. Drink this. Oh, fuck. Fuck! Sir, I have some bad news. Why does it have to be like this? Okay, it states here that only vampires can enter the Soul Cairn unscathed. If you didn't stop when I told you to, you would have been consumed. Your energy would have been absorbed and the remnants of your soul would have been trapped within. I'm so sorry. I don't think you can come with me. I'll have to go on my own. What? You want to come with me? But you can't. No. I can't do that. You're a member of the Dawn Guard. What do you mean it doesn't matter? I can't just turn you into a vampire. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Especially you. No, you don't understand. What? You turn into a vampire for me? But that's preposterous. You couldn't possibly want to... with me. And... what am I saying? I can't believe this is happening. Oh, stop. Of course I'm blushing. You did this. Stop laughing. I thought you'd know better than to cross a Why did you... I didn't think you'd... I didn't know you... saw me that way. No, of course I wanted, but... I didn't expect... No, I liked it. And you did too, it seems. No, don't worry. It's natural, after all. And to tell you the truth, you've gotten me excited too, you know. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. You said you want me to turn you. Are you absolutely sure? Seriously? Listen, turning someone is a really intimate experience for vampires, and... well, my mother taught me a special ritual. She said it was the superior way to grant, well, the gift of the Daughters of Cold Harbor. But seriously, she said that it would create a very strong bond between the two parties. She told me that there needs to be an equivalent exchange of energy between us. I give you the gift of vampirism, and you give me your energy. Sexual energy. You need to put it bluntly, come down my throat as I turn you into a vampire. Do you understand? Please, say something. Please, say something. You accept? Just like that? Don't sound too excited. Look, I just want you to know that... well, I haven't really done something like this in a very long time. And to be frank, The only other time I've been with someone was when I became a vampire. And I had no choice in that matter. So this means a lot to me, okay? And I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else but you. I love you. You mean so much to me, and I'm so happy you're here with me. Thank you for helping me. I wish there was another way, but I fear for my mother's safety, so we really do need to be on our way. Are you absolutely sure? There's no going back after this. Okay. In that case, I need you to follow my instructions exactly. Can you do that for me? Good boy. Good boy. I need you to sit down in that chair over there. I'm going to kneel between your legs here. Do you like the view? You like my cleavage, don't you? You know I catch you looking every time. Every time you play it cool, but I knew you were staring at my chest. I even catch you staring at my ass, too. I don't blame you. You always tell me to go first, just so you can perv on me. Naughty boy. Don't be shy. It's really quite cute, you know. And it makes me just... And it makes me so wet. Just thinking that you want to bend me over, lift up my skirt and have your way with me. You know I'd let you do whatever you wanted, but not now. This time, I'm going to be in control. And I can see that you're so worked up already. This big, juicy cock is trying so hard to escape these britches. Did I do that? Let me just loosen this belt. Oh my. Your cock, it's even bigger than I thought it was going to be. It's as long as my forearm. I knew you were dragonborn, but not like this. Ugh. I can hardly fit my hand around it. And these balls, they're so full. They must have so much energy for me. My mother was right. This is definitely the superior way. I'm going to start now. Okay? I need to make it nice and wet. Make sure every inch is lubricated. I need to use both hands. You like that, baby? You like seeing me on my knees between your legs? Just... milking your cock like the good girl I am. Tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me I'm a good little cock slut. Thank you, Master. This cock is so big. I don't know how I'm going to fit it into my mouth. Or my throat, for that matter. Your cock just twitched. I bet you can't wait to feel these beautiful, plump lips worship this cock. Can you? Feel my lips slowly glide down, all the way down this thick shaft, straight down to the base. Feel the tip of your cock glide all the way down my throat. I'll do anything to make you come. Anything, Master. I think I'm ready to start the ritual. Remember, I need to feed on you as you come straight down my throat so I can turn you. Remember to look into my eyes. That's what forges the bond between us. Thank you for agreeing to this. I love you. Let me cast a charm so you don't come too quickly. Are you ready to receive my gift? Good boy. Baby, you taste so good. I want you to let me do all the work. Just sit there like a good boy and let me worship this perfect cock. Look at me, baby. I love the look on your face as I suck the tip. There's so much pre-cum. Oh, it tastes so sweet. So alluring. You like looking at my ass, too? Let me arch my back so you can have a better look. My ass is so juicy, isn't it? I bet you just want to slide this fat cock between my cheeks. I'd let you come all over my back. You could fuck my ass cheeks as hard as you want. Or you could slide right into me. Fuck my greedy little cunt. Or my ass. Whatever you like. To worry about pulling out. We vampires can't conceive. You could ram this fat cock right into my little cunt and flood my womb with all of your cum. But not today, baby. Today, I'm going to swallow all of this cum, all the way down my throat. I'm going to take you deeper now. Okay, Master? Good boy. You're so thick. I need to take you all the way in. My cunt is dripping for you, Master. I never knew sex could be so wonderful. I love it when you throb in my throat. This throat belongs to you, Master. Thrust up into my greedy little throat. I'm such a good little cock slut for you, Master. Fuck my face harder, Master. Hold my head on your cock. Force me to take this cock. Fuck my face like you were fucking my cunt, Master. You must be so close, baby. Remember to come as hard as you can. I can take it. I need you to hold my head all the way down. Force yourself down my throat. I promise it won't hurt. I'm going to lift the spell now. Please, Master, hold my head and come straight down my throat. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Fuck, that was hot. You've made me so wet. How do you feel? You must be so drained. Quite literally. I'm so happy to be the one to turn you. There's no one else I'd rather it be. I'm sorry it had to come to this, but at least we'll be together. Forever. Right, that's enough sentimentality. We really need to hurry now. Remember, we're here to find my mother. Yeah, we can definitely continue this later. Come on, let's venture into the Soul Cairn. Together. We're so close. I can feel it.
This audio recording is the property of Kit Nevada. All rights reserved. Please don't publish it anywhere without my express permission. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can email me at kittenvox, K KITTENVOX@gmail.com.